Blackstone Audio presents The Half Has Never Been Told, Slavery and the Making of American Capitalism by Edward E. Baptist. This book is read by Ron Butler. Introduction, The Heart, 1937. A beautiful late April day, 72 years after slavery ended in the United States. Claude Anderson parks his car on the side of Holbrook Street in Danville. On the porch of number 513, he rearranges the notepads under his arm. Releasing his breath in a rush of decision, he steps up to the door of the handmade house and knocks. Danville is on the western edge of the Virginia Piedmont. Back in 1865, it had been the last capital of the Confederacy, or so Jefferson Davis had proclaimed on April 3rd, after he fled Richmond. Davis stayed a week, but then he had to keep running. The blue-coated soldiers of the Army of the Potomac were hot on his trail. When they got to Danville, they didn't find the fugitive rebel. But they did discover hundreds of Union prisoners of war locked in the tobacco warehouses downtown. The bluecoats, rescuers and rescued, formed up and paraded through town. Pouring into the streets around them, dancing and singing, came thousands of African Americans. They had been prisoners for far longer. In the decades after the Jubilee year of 1865, Danville, like many other southern villages, had become a cotton factory town. Anderson, an African-American master's student from Hampton University, would not have been able to work at the segregated mill. But the Works Progress Administration, WPA, a bureau of the federal government created by President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal, would hire him to put people back to work after they had lost their job.